the ball at the 7. Hurts in the gun with Barkley. He goes, trips left. On first down, Hurts takes the snap. He's going to carry himself. He's going to run. He's going to score! Hurts!
You talk about the read. That's the read. Jalen Hurts puts it in the belly, and when he watched that outside defender bite on the dive, he pulls it out of the belly and sprints to the end zone off the right side.
And the Eagles take the lead for the first time in this game.
One of three rushing touchdowns for Jalen Hurts on the day as the Eagles win by 20. Sometimes it's more than just about your parlay, Hugh.
We did get the victory, but I really want to hit that parlay. Well,
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you might hit another one tonight. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. What a day for Jalen Hurts. 16 of 20. You know, he had the one poor throw to Gainwell in the flat. That was probably going to be labeled a turnover-worthy play when they grade the game.
Mm-hmm.
It was obviously not an interception. Get the Gainwell fought to make sure it wasn't. After that play, Jalen Hurts yesterday was 13 for 13. Like, you talk about finishing strong. You talk about bouncing back from one. He had one moment where he probably made a poor decision with throwing the football.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, it wasn't picked off. He would have finished the game 13 for 13, including three rushing touchdowns in that mix.
That wasn't a bad day.
I mean, that's as good of an ending of a game as you're going to see. Let's hear Hurts yesterday on the field talking to CBS after the game.
We just want to be where our feet are, you know. I know, you know, obviously we have a lot of talent, and the number one thing is optimizing that talent. And so sometimes that can be a hard thing to do when you have so many mouths to feed. But I think we're building and trying to find our stride and sit ourselves in identity for us.
Yeah, that identity word has been thrown around a lot. What do you feel like you added to that identity in this game?
I think we played team football today. I think we played complement football. The way we played on defense, stopping a really good offense. Great players on offense over there, and then how we came out versus a really good defense, a defensive coordinator, and played efficient football offensively on our side. So all of those things come into hand. We just want to continue to play clean football, be efficient, and put points on the board.
Well, they did that yesterday to the tune of 37. Are you all the way back in on the Eagles? That is our Midday Show Twitter poll. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, what's your guess, Hugh, on the poll results so far today? Are you all the way back in on the Eagles? Yes, no. What do you think the yes percentage is?
60%.
Ah, very good guess. So 63%. I actually expected more yes votes. 37%.
No, because this, like I said, I had a chance this weekend because, you know, we're moving and everything. I listened to a lot of the show, like even at night, and it was a whole lot of yeah buts. Callers that night are different. God bless you, Joe.
That was the life I lived for a handful of years.
Those callers that call at night, they are different. They are a different breed.
So I'm curious where the skepticism comes from. Like, after the Browns game, I didn't even think that was a great win. Then the Giants game, I understood the yeah but, right? Mm-hmm. The Giants think. And Daniel Jones is not a good quarterback, and they have no left tackle. What's the yeah but off of yesterday? T. Higgins out?
Yeah. There are some people, and from what I gather from the phone calls, there are some people that are just never going to give the Eagles their props because they see the game only one way.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, yeah, but they didn't have their best guy. Yeah, but it just didn't happen or whatever that didn't happen. That was the biggest one. T. Higgins wasn't out there. Yeah, but Joe Burrow isn't a good quarterback and, you know, things of that nature. Yeah, but Jalen almost missed the throw. He almost threw an interception. Like, there was a lot of that. And I get that. There are just some people that, I hate to say it like this, but they expect more from their football team than they do out of their everyday lives. You know what I mean? They expect more from this, from that team.
Throwing stones when you live in a glass
yeah,
house?
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? That's just how some people are.
I think it's okay to be a hard grader and expect a lot of a team that has a lot of talent. But when you win by 20 on the road against a top five quarterback in the NFL, there's no yeah buts. And as far as T. Higgins goes, T. Higgins is a good player. I mean, T. Higgins is not Jerry Rice. Like, they didn't lose the great receiver yesterday. He's a good player. And every team in the NFL has injuries every week. You know, the Eagles, it's very rare they're going to face a team that is 100% healthy this far into the season. So that comes with the territory. I mean, the Eagles didn't have their left tackle yesterday. They didn't have Jordan Mailata. And they went in there and they protected Jalen Hurts. I mean, at one point, Lane Johnson, when I know he came right back in, they lost Slay during the game. It's part of football. 215-592-9494. I'm all the way back in on the Eagles. I was very skeptical early. At 2-2, I thought we were headed towards a very mediocre season that could certainly miss the playoffs. Right now, they look like they are a contender again. And it's exciting. TR and Winfield, what's up, TR?
TR.
What's up, y'all?
Hey,
up,
TR.
I'm going to give y'all a case, man. Both of y'all talking that scheduled loss stuff, man. Ain't no scheduled loss. Doc Rivers is gone. I want to hear that.
Well, it was more of an acceptable loss, not a scheduled loss.
No, y'all were saying scheduled loss.
Why was I, but I, we were saying acceptable.
Yeah, didn't know we weren't.
Is
we were not saying
acceptable loss.
Who said scheduled loss?
I don't know. But
I was talking about that all week about playing them this when y'all were saying that.
It was acceptable.
Who said that, though? I'm trying to figure out what he's talking about.
It would have been acceptable.
Okay.
Who did? Well, what are you talking about?
No.
No, I'm saying y'all talking about that Glenn Rivers stuff.
No, we didn't.
But we didn't say that. We said, is it acceptable if they lose? And I thought it would have been, and then they didn't.
Okay, all right, okay. Well, I'm not totally on board until we beat Dallas and Washington. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute. Hold up, T.R. let me get this straight. You argued us up and down about what we said, but then you go call and say, you still not on board? What's wrong with you, man?
That was just one flash of hurt of 2020, 2021.
There's a flash, but T.R. Let me see if I can help you out a little bit on the regular.
He's going to win the MVP. Does this
TR,
on the regular?
Can I? Let me. I'm going to let you talk, but let me just kind of help you out a little
listening.
Bit. Did Jalen play better yesterday than he did the week before?
100%.
Did Jalen play the week before better than he did the week before that?
100%.
So why is the bar so high when he's obviously, from your own admission, has played better every week? So isn't it safe to say, you know, I'm kind of speculating here, isn't it kind of safe to say that he might play well, he might play even better next week?
Could.
Yeah, he can do that as long as he get out of his head. I think it's more mental for him. I don't think it's a physical thing. I think psychologically he'd be having problems. We're going to see how he play next game.
And again, you know, TR, hasn't he played better the last 3 weeks? So what I'm trying to say is this. Shout out to the coaches. Shout out to the game plan.
Zero turnovers since the bye.
Get a man a chance to grow. Like, even though you've admitted that he's gotten better, you're still trying to put him in the box that you put him in weeks ago.
Well, not totally, but I just want to see him do a little bit more on the regular.
He has been doing a little bit more on the regular. Every week he's gotten better.
All right. Well, in this case, I guess I'll shut the bleep up then. Okay.
Well, you don't have to do that.
You ain't got to do that, TR.
People tell me that every day. I still show up and talk.
Every day.
Every day. They say, Gilio, shut up. And I say, no.
Let's get that scheduled loss statement out of our vocabulary in Philadelphia.
Get that out your vocabulary.
Hold on. Well, Hugh was the one against the Bucks that said scheduled loss.
Was I wrong, though? Was I wrong?
It still doesn't make it
right. Wait a minute. It don't make it right, but it made it true.
Doc Douglas.
I was just like, hold up.
TR,
we went in the game with both our receivers hurt. What y'all think was going to happen?
A win.
Yeah, right.
That didn't happen.
y'all tripping.
Well, you were Doc Douglas that day.
No, I wasn't. I know I made people mad, but was I wrong?
And I know acceptable loss made people mad, but you know what? I still think it would have been an acceptable loss. But then they won by 20. So when you have an acceptable loss that you win by 20,
acceptable.
Well, sure it would have been.
No, I got news. There's another acceptable loss on the schedule coming up.
Where?
Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Nah. Come on.
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, hold on. Well, I agree with Kyle. It is, and that's going
to
make people mad.
No, if they lose, they lose. But I'm not about to sit here going to game saying, hey.
Hold on.
I'm okay if they lose. No.
It depends on how much we are raising the ante by then. Because if the goal is the number one seed, then I can't concede losses. Like if we get another month of wins and it's us and the Lions for the one seed, then I got to get wins.
Is that after the Washington game?
So it goes Washington at the Rams at the Ravens. So the Rams are in between.
That's a really tough spot.
No,
I know.
That's such an acceptable loss.
I anticipate us rolling.
I'm already there.
I think on the other side of it is the Panthers parachute on the other side. So, yeah.
Yeah, right. Like, that's the – they get Washington, then the Rams. They're going to get the Panthers game. Baltimore's acceptable. Already calling it out.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, but again, if they're fighting for a one seed, we gotta recalibrate here. Mm-hmm. All right, what do you mean no?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, what are we raising the ante on the win total to?
What
are you going, 16?
No,
15,
I know.
14?
I know.
I guess they can't win 16. They lost two.
there's going to be a loss in there somewhere. But I'm not. I think right now, the way that they're playing, they can run the table. They can run the table. Yeah, I said it. That's right. I said it. I said it with my chest. And I said it with my chest.
Like, well, is you Douglas okay?
Yeah, I guess.
Went out?
He about to hit an 8-leg parlay. What you mean?
Uh-oh.
What you mean? I'm
don't,
saying
don't
it with
get too
my chest.
Confident now.
Yeah, because the night they didn't even
hey, we can still, get confident for you. Hey, don't use
still,
thought.
Still got time. Still got time to take that $20 and run.
Watching the different stages of Gambler Hugh is amazing. Yeah. You know what's coming in 2 weeks? Down in the dumps. Yeah. I can't win anything.
Yeah, we got Peacock and Chesty Hugh Douglas today.
I'm gonna channel my inner Kenny Rogers. I'm gonna start wearing a cowboy hat and one of them little cowboy shirts with the little things on the side.
He's gonna start walking in here with a suitcase
you
of cash.
You gotta know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Yeah. Run the table. They can run the table.
Why you
I had some squeakiness in my voice when I said
you
that.
You got know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away. Know when to run.
This
you never count them. Count your money, Joe.
You're counting
why
money
you sitting
now
at the table? Because I'm feeling cocky today. I'm about to hit an 8-leg parlay. If I decide to keep the bet.
Yeah, I'm starting to get worried for you.
Yeah. All right. Hugh, we'll be here for you when it crashes. Because everyone that's been in your spot knows that moment's coming. So
it's coming, but it ain't going to be tonight.
I hope not. Big V and Mount Laura, what's up, Big V?
Yo, man, I told you. I said 14, but it was 20 points. I told you
so, Big V, here today. Go ahead. Peacock around. You told us. You called
there
this.
There you go. Listen, all you Philadelphia fake plant-based butter-eating fans, I'm glad they
like
won, because today I don't have to listen to you. Why?
But wouldn't you be glad they won anyway? Why is this about people that picked against them? Just enjoy it. Why do you care that I said they were going to lose?
No, because you're listening to the wrong people. You're listening to, what's that guy, the golf guy who used to play football? Oh, yeah, Jaworski. Yeah, big analysis that he did there. He was wrong. Oh, and the beat reporter, Elliot Shore Punk. Oh, it's an acceptable loss.
Hold on. First of all, leave Jaws alone. He can have his opinion. Second, Elliot picked him to win the game, Big V.
He did.
Pregame show yesterday, he picked him to win the game. So
and Elliot said it's an acceptable loss.
Well, it would have been. It would have been. He was right.
He said it with his chest.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
He said
no,
it with
it's
his
not.
Chest.
There what? Is no such loss that's acceptable.
Well, we and just established the Ravens. The Ravens game would be an acceptable loss.
Yeah, there's another one.
Yeah, in four weeks.
According to you, it's an acceptable loss. But according to real Eagles fans, it's a loss.
You ain't a real Eagles fan. That's what he's saying.
Because I think if they lose to the Ravens, it's a huge deal.
No, because you spent too much time eating plant-based butter.
I don't eat plant-based butter. That's you. I have the Irish butter. And we actually got one of those things where you keep it on the counter and, like, cools it down. It's really cool. The soft Irish butter, Big V, that's where it's at. I don't eat plant-based butter. That's you.
Okay, Joe, that's way too much information. But
well, you asked about the butter, Big V.
But no, listen. This is what's going to happen, okay? Because I've already predicted at the start of the season with 14 wins, and we're going to win. And when they said that the Eagles turn a corner, I said, yeah, but they're on a decalogue. They still got more quarters to turn. They're still progressing. They're still growing. We're still on our way, and I'm going to New Orleans. Either I'm in the truck and van with Hugh Douglas, or I'm riding on the back of my mother-in-law's groom. The Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. All roads to a Super Bowl victory comes to Philadelphia because we are
E-A-G-L-E-S,
Eagles!
Now that's a good phone call, Big V.
Big V, I hope your mother-in-law don't know who you are or your wife listening. Because she's going to be mad. He called his mother-in-law a witch.
I wasn't going to comment on that.
I
was going to let him just hang out there.
He said he ride on the back of his mother-in-law's broom.
Yeah. What's the rule on I told you so's if you literally tell us every single week that they're great?
It falls on deaf ears.
Yeah.
I mean, I just... You know, it's funny. After a big Eagles win, there's a whole lot of I told you so's, except... Oh, now some of them did, right? Now, so if you literally last week said to us they're going to win and Hurts and all that, you could outplay Burrow, then you should peacock around today, like you know, like eight leg parlay Douglas over here,
8-leg parlay Douglas.
Yeah, so you could do that.
I like that.
But it, you know, if you were quiet last week, you can't just say
come stick your chest out. Today.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
There's also the people that every single week are like, what, dude, I'm an Eagles fan. Of course they're going to win. And then, you know, they don't look good for the first few weeks. And then you continue that, which I respect, like, say, you know, sticking on the staying on the train.
Yeah, but still keep keep that same energy.
Yeah, and then what? The next week, it's I told you so. Like, yeah, you've been telling us for weeks, and it took them 7 games to finally look like they're back.
Yeah, I never understood that keep that same energy. I have a new energy every day. I wake up, I'm either angry or happy. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, it's a different energy every single day.
Yeah, that's
day.
What they say. That's what people say.
Yeah, depending on the week or the day or what happened.
How I wake up and how I feel in the morning.
Yeah, like if you're Hugh and you fall off your twin mattress, you're going to wake up on the wrong side of the floor.
My big ass was on a twin. And then I thought I could make it work. It didn't work, Joe.
That you found out the hard way. All right, Ray Dittinger on this morning with the morning show. Here's what he said about Jalen Hurts and the performance yesterday.
You know, I did look at this game as a really good test. Not that I thought that the Cincinnati defense was that great, but there was a lot at stake here. And Hurts came out and was just terrific. I mean, beyond, his numbers were really good, obviously. But I mean, beyond that, just it was just the way he looked.
Yep.
I mean, the way he just was so in the only way I could put it, he's so in command of everything that was happening out there. He was very comfortable. The line did a terrific job in protecting him. And he was just in complete command. And every time, he was just on point with his throws. His timing was great. He was very comfortable in the pocket. He moved when he had to move. He didn't look skittish. He wasn't trying to force anything. He just kind of let it come to him. And just watching the game, it was like any time he wanted to get the ball to Brown or Smith, he did. You know, it was just like, I mean, targeted them 13 times, and they made 11 catches, which is remarkable production to wide receivers who were running they weren't running dink and dunk routes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he never put the ball in harm's way, and he never felt like he was pushing it, which earlier in the season I thought he was, which sort of accounts for a lot of the turnovers earlier. He was just trying to force things sometimes when they weren't there. Not yesterday.
I thought that point he made there, Hugh, about the targets to Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown was a really good one. Jalen Hurts targeted A.J. and Devontae 13 times yesterday. He completed 11 of those passes. Hugh, that's efficiency, right? You always talk about when you have a lot of stars, you're not going to be able to throw them the ball each 10 or 15 times. There's just not enough targets to go around, especially a game like yesterday where they were running the ball and they have Saquon too. So you got to make the most of your targets.
Yeah.
They did yesterday. And Jalen was a big part of it. He put it on them to make the plays. But that's making the most of the, you know, 5 or 6 times I throw it to you. You better catch it.
Yeah. And he alluded to that because he talked about, you know, when you have a big old dinner table, it's hard to get everybody fed. If they keep this up every week, there's going to be weeks where somebody's going to eat a little bit more than somebody else. But everybody's going to eat. And as long as you're winning, that's all that matters. I think you have a good group of guys that understand that. And they also understand that, damn it, if the ball's coming my way, I got to make the most of it.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of times, Skinny Batman, when he caught one over the middle, he spun around and he gained about 3 or 4, well, about 5 or 6 more yards. Not my fault.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to have. This offense can be even more efficient. They're on their way to being that. And if they get to that point, man, they're going to be tough to beat. And that defense is going to make that defense – play teams that are one-dimensional, and I know everybody's complaining about the sacks and everything like that. Man, it's still a lot of football left to be played, and there's still a lot of sacks to be had.
So speaking of be hard to beat down the stretch, here's a nugget that is actually really good and for their chances of finishing strong here. They've already played most of their road games. They have 10 games left, right? They've played 7, 5-2, 7, and we can do math on the show. 10 games to go. 6 of those 10 games are here in Philadelphia. They play most of their – they only have 4 road games left. The 4 road games are what?
So it's a home cooking.
Dallas, the Rams, mm-hmm. the Ravens, and Washington. That's it. They only go on the road 4 more times the whole season.
They've kind of like weathered a storm here in the beginning of the season to be out of it at 5-2.
Yeah.
Like it really does set them up to end up – like we could now be talking about one of the top teams in the NFC.
I know. I mean, I didn't think we'd be having a conversation of will they be in the mix for the bye. Now, that being said, they're still not even in first place, right? They have to get through. There's a challenge in front of them in their own division with Washington. But if they could win the division, I think the NFC East winner could end up with a 2 seed.
Yeah. And, I mean, also, if you think about it, the NFC North is really good. If Jordan Love stays healthy, like, we don't know what the status is there. But they could beat each other up. Lions could still have a few more losses on their schedule just because of the division they play in.
They could, right. They have to go.
Doors open.
I think the Lions have only played 1 division game, so they have a lot to go. Hardaway in Philadelphia. What's Hardaway?
Hey, guys. First of all, I just wanted to say thank you for taking my call, man. So I'm completely all in, and I never really wavered, to be completely honest. The only issue that I had coming into this year was making sure we weren't masking deficiencies with wins. So I was completely okay and fine with losing early so those mistakes can be exposed, if that makes sense.
Yep.
So, but I disagree with this idea of playing like better competition, you know, as our barometer to see how good we are, because, I mean, I hate to bring up last year, but we had a tougher schedule, and up until us to our meltdown, we were beating good teams with foundational issues. So I just thought, like, you know, I wanted to see how these teams bounce back early from adversity, and it looks like this, you know, we're kind of like on a nice little stretch here. I will kind of give Sirianni, too, just a little bit of credit here because and I know this is water under the bridge, but I know a couple weeks ago when he had that incident with the fan, I was one of those people who said, I actually like that. I like the animation on the sideline from Sirianni because I felt like he was replicating what we do as fans in front of the TV every Sunday. And him going back and forth with the fan, look, I get it. You got to have some level of professionalism. He's a coach. But it also shows that he's passionate about the game. And that's what we do in the parking lot during the tailgate. We get mad at each other. We get mad, you know, and then, you know, we back to loving each other again. So I really had no issue with how he was developing as a coach. But this win yesterday was real promising, and I'm, like, really happy that the guys are starting to find their stride. So,
well, they have. And Hardaway, they responded to him. And really, that's all that matters. Yes. Like, and it's a good phone call. Look, I hated the stuff with the fans, and I thought he should apologize. He ended up doing that probably because he was told to by his bosses.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is, though, it's not Nick Sirianni's job to win me over. That's not his job. His job is to win that locker room over. And, Hugh, it feels like, and I'm not sure how much of it is the hair and the yelling at the crowd. But
so it's the hair. It's the adversity.
Whatever it is, they play hard for him.
Yeah, it's the adversity.
That's what matters.
Yeah, and that's where we are at this point. It's the adversity. It's the rallying for your coach. It's nobody believed in him. Because even before that, there were questions about Coach Sirianni. That week that all of that happened, that confirmed it for a lot of people. This team looked disjointed. And that's why I look at it, and that's why nobody gets an apology, because this team looked a mess. They were nowhere close to what they looked like yesterday. And I understand probably more than anybody else how this is a process, and you have to build up to what you are. But like I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, they're like 2 or 3 weeks behind as far as where they want to be. And I understand that a lot of that has to do with injury and all mm-hmm. that other stuff. But a lot of times out there on the field, Joe, it didn't look like that offense had the type of game plan that it had yesterday.
No, it didn't.
And that's fair. That's a fair criticism. Anybody out there looking for an apology for that, for not doing your job, that's not going to happen, because that's a fair criticism. And Jalen didn't look like the quarterback that he was a few years ago. Now it's starting to look like he's getting back to that. But like I said, it's a process. That's something that you have to build towards, and it looks like they're on the right track.
Yeah, we got a season to watch here. 215-592-9494. That gets you where we'll get your phone call up in the 1 o'clock hour, and we have to go through it. It was one of the wildest Sundays in the NFL I've ever seen. I mean, stuff that I've never seen before. I don't even know which is the wildest thing. We'll go through the league next, how it obviously impacts the Eagles. Your phone calls as well. Are you all the way back in on this Spurs team? 215-592-9494.